This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Ian Dale.
Three minutes past seven on LBC. It's Ian Dale here with you until 10. It's going to be pacey over the next few minutes because we've got a lot to get into this hour. And it's going to be all about the suggestion that arms sales to Israel should be paused or even stopped completely. That's the call of the Liberal Democrat leader, Sir Ed Davey. He'll be joining us on the programme in a few minutes' time. But first, Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent, joins us with some breaking news from Washington.
Yes, breaking news about this, Ian, and it is being made here in Washington by Chef Jose Andres. He is the central mover behind World Central Kitchen, that organisation that lost seven of its members killed in those airstrikes, multiple airstrikes, by the Israeli Defence Forces on Monday. He has given an interview to the Reuters news agency, which was published within the last hour, and he is claiming that his colleagues in World Central Kitchen were deliberately and intentionally targeted by the Israeli military. He describes the attack against his employees as being systematic. It was done car by car. And by that, he's referring to the fact that there were multiple strikes against three separate vehicles across a distance of around a mile and a half, around 2 kilometres or so. And all of those cars, World Central Kitchen insists, were clearly marked with the logo of the aid organisation, and that his humanitarian aid colleagues had engaged in every deconfliction move possible, including coordinating their journey with the Israeli military and advising the Israeli military that that journey was going to take place. In this interview with Reuters, Andres says this was not just a bad luck situation where, oops, we've dropped the bomb in the wrong place. Even if we were not in coordination with the Israel Defense Forces, no democratic country and no military can be targeting civilians and humanitarians. And for the first time since this incident occurred, Jose Andres is now openly calling on the Biden administration to do more to pressure Benjamin Netanyahu to change course in Gaza. The U.S. must do more, he says, to tell Prime Minister Netanyahu, this war needs to end. There are also suggestions that in a video interview, Jose Andres has called into question President Biden's determination to continue providing military aid to Israel without any conditions. And the White House position yesterday was that there will be no conditions set in further supplies of military assistance to Israel. Just one word about why this celebrity chef, Jose Andres, matters. He is an absolute celebrity figure here in Washington, D.C., very close to successive Democrat presidents, including President Joe Biden. He secured $100 million of assistance from Jeff Bezos, who was so impressed by Jose Andres's determination to build and develop World Central Kitchen. And anyone who has ever met him, and I count myself among those people because I have not only met him on several occasions, but I have occasionally worked with him. Anyone who has met him will tell you that he is not going to stand stoically and silently by and not want to get directly involved in this debate. So in killing those World Central Kitchen workers in Gaza, the Israeli military may have caused an enormous amount of difficulty for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his relationship with Joe Biden in the weeks and months ahead. Even, of course, as the Israeli military says, the assault was unintentional, and Jose Andres now says absolutely it was intentional and systematic.
Simon, thank you very much indeed. That's Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent.